The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
In Washington, D.C., council candidate Nate Fleming was recently carjacked at a gas station. Police data shows carjackings are on the rise in many cities, up 55% in New York and a staggering 85% in Philadelphia.
The idea the United States is going to unilaterally use force to confront Russia invading Ukraine is not in the cards right now.
Now, from the Relief Factor .com studios. Here's Mike Gallagher.
Yesterday, the New York City Police Commissioner, Keechant Sewell, sent out a beautiful message about the passing of the second NYPD officer who was gunned down while responding to a domestic disturbance call in Harlem. She tweeted, Wilbert Mora is three times a hero. For choosing a life of service, for sacrificing his life to protect others, for giving life even in death through organ donation. Our heads are bowed and our hearts are heavy. It's a great message. I think that speaks for New Yorkers and Americans who have followed the story of these two young officers ambushed and murdered by a monster. But evidently, not everybody supports the police to the extent of even calling them heroes. Did you hear how a Black Lives Matter organization out of D.C. is complaining that police officers shot dead in the line of duty are automatically treated as heroes, and they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be. Black Lives Matter D.C. tweeted out, look at the reaction and coverage, tear-jerker press conferences, and proclamations of heroes coming soon. Wow. And it doesn't just stop there. What about the New York City councilwoman who represents Harlem, where this awful, awful crime took place? Well, I want to talk to the New York City Council minority leader, because this is the kind of warrior that New York needs. This is a guy with the kind of clarity that the country needs. And even in New York, thank the Lord, there are people like Joe Borelli. He joins us. He is the New York City Council member for the 51st District, and again, minority leader of the New York City Councilman. Shocker of all shockers, he's a Republican in the belly of the beast. Councilman, welcome back to the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you?
Thank you as always, Mike. Yes, we're in City Hall now, in the very beast herself.
Well, I'm so grateful for you taking a few minutes out of your day, because I had to ask you about the city council member from Harlem. This Harlem councilwoman is Kristen Richardson Johnson. She tweeted out sympathy for the relatives, the families of both the NYPD officers, Jason Rivera and Wilbert Mora, and the killer. This woman literally, now we know she's against the police. She's said many times before, we got to strip funding from the police. They're white supremacists, and all the garbage that these lunatics on the left say about our police. But she had the audacity, Councilman Borelli, to tweet out sympathies and condolences to the families of the family of this monster. I got to get your take on this, Councilman.
Mike, she's an absolute disgrace. I mean, she is someone who doesn't deserve to be in office. She's someone who doesn't deserve to represent a vibrant and historic community like Harlem. Frankly, people who live in her district deserve better And unfortunately, the voters are stuck with her, at least for the next 2 years, before they can find somebody else. You know, Mike, we have a lot of people in the city council and city government here who are African-American, who are Democrats, who I disagree with all the time, but are fundamentally decent people. And when two police officers were murdered serving this city, they all found, you know, somehow the strength to say kind things and supportive things about the men and women of law enforcement. It's almost like being on Mars to find someone who just can't find kind and comforting words to mention two police officers who are killed in her own district. I mean, police officer Rivera was probably her constituent. The guy lived just a mile or even less from where he was killed. This is a member of her community. This is a person of color in her community. And to equivocate these two hero officers with the man who murdered them really makes her unfit to be a member of the city council, unfit to be a lot of things, including my friend.
There's a cruelty. You know, my friend, our mutual friend, Joe Piscopo, the morning host on AM 970, The Answer in New York City, often says that the left, that these progressives, that these activists have a degree of cruelty. They got a level of meanness. I mean, just think of what that means to the families of these two hero officers to hear stories of Black Lives Matter condemning, calling them heroes, or a city councilwoman from the district where this horrible shooting occurred sending condolences to the killer's family. That there's just a downright cruelty to this, Joe.
Yeah, and I hope it rips the Band-Aid off the Democratic Party in terms of politicians and ideological movements like BLM, who really don't deserve a place in the panoply of political ideologies and politicians. You know, again, we have politicians like Mayor Adams, and I'm one of those people who thinks he deserves the benefit of the doubt. If you listen to his speech the other day about targeting gun violence and gun criminals, that is a 180-degree departure from the Democratic Party platform just 18 months
ago.
Yeah,
but it's not a departure from your radical district attorney.
No. And that's why, you know, if we're being honest in our criticism about so many Democrats, I want to see Eric Adams make good on what he says he's going to do. I mean, the biggest thing that shocked me was to have Eric Adams, a former police officer, an African-American, elected mayor just months earlier, going to Albany and saying, guys, we need to change the bail reform law. We need to change the raise the age law. And the response right off the bat from the legislative leaders in Albany was, no, we're good with the gun crime. We don't want to change the law. That is preposterous. That is ridiculous. That is sad. And that is dangerous. And it's unsettling that when even they have members of their own party coming out and saying, guys, this is a problem. People are dying. They're unwilling to give him an audience and a friendly ear. It's disgusting.
There's going to be a funeral service at St. Patrick's Cathedral. I know that New Yorkers of all ages, of all demographics, everybody's welcomed and encouraged. And I have a feeling there's going to be a huge turnout of people to show support for these two hero officers. And incidentally, there's a good time to remind you about our foundation, Gallagher's Heroes, the Fallen Officer Fund. Contrary to Black Lives Matter, we believe that police officers are heroes here. And we do everything we can to assist the families of officers who've been killed in the line of duty. We also publish First Responders Bibles, which is a King James Bible with a spiritual fitness manual that helps first responders get through the challenges of their job and the things they see and have to experience. So for more information, you can go to gallaghersheroes.org, gallaghersheroes.org. And I hope you support the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation, Gallagher's Heroes. As we visit with Joe Borelli, the NYC Council Minority Leader. Joe, I love New York. I have lived my life dreaming of living and working there, and I'm proud that I get to now on a part-time basis. Taxes drove me out. I'm in Florida. I can't stand having to deal with paying taxes for services that I don't get. It's insane. But yet I look around now and I see a video of a gunman shooting up an emergency room in New York this week. We hear stories of Asian women being thrown in front of subways to their deaths. stories. How about this? Michael Rapaport, the actor. I got to play this video for you, Joe. I'm sure you've seen it. Michael Rapaport is at 80th and 1st, or 81st and 1st, I think, outside of Rite Aid, and he watches in horror as a guy brazenly walks into the Rite Aid with bags, empty bags, shoves all the a bunch of items as muddy as he can into both bags, and strolls past a shocked Michael Rapaport, the actor, and a security guard, just strolls out, practically daring anybody to stop him. I want to play this video.
Yo, I'm looking at this dude. This motherfucker. Yo, that this dude is... I can't believe I'm seeing this. This motherfucker. Yo, this guy just filled his two bags up with everything in Rite Aid right here on 80th and 1st Avenue. He's walking down the street like is Gucci. Look at me in my face like, what's good? I was watching him the whole time. My man just went Christmas shopping in January. He had the shampoo.
Now, Joe Borelli, Michael Rapaport is no conservative. You know, what's good? No, I'll tell you what's bad is a shoplifter clearing the shelves. And, Joe, it's not just happening on at a Rite Aid at 80th Street and 1st Avenue.
No, I mean, it's great to see a progressive like Michael Rapaport actually understanding the consequences of the people he supports in elective office. And it's even more fascinating to see the security guard not doing anything. But who
that's the craziest part. For people who are watching us on SalemNewsChannel.com right now or the Salem News Channel app or Rumble, the craziest part is not only him walking by Rapaport, who's shooting it with, taping it with his cell phone camera, but there's a security guard standing there. The guy brushes past the security guard. We keep seeing that over and over again. Why in the heck are they paying these security guards if they're not going to do anything, Joe?
Well, that I can't even answer, but I can tell you why the security guard's not doing anything. He's not doing anything because, you know, at best, he stops this person. The police charge the person with a crime, and a DA like Alvin Bragg just releases him on his own recognizance. Correct. And doesn't charge him any crime. There's no perfect. Anytime you try to stop someone from committing a crime, you're raising the potential of a dangerous situation. That poor security guard did the math. Realized he'd rather go home to his family, rather watch the Super Bowl next weekend than interfere with this guy who might have a gun, might have a weapon, might have a knife or something. And frankly, I think he made the right choice. If nothing's going to happen anyway, it leaves to be seen why you'd intervene. Finally, we have the business community here in New York actually making a pushback on the mayor, on the council, on people like Alvin Bragg. Some of the big business leaders are finally saying, and we're seeing Rite Aids like that close all over New York City just because of this one issue, this constant issue of shoplifting.
Final note on a personal level, I got to ask you a personal question. I hope you don't mind. What is it like as a supporter of law enforcement, and you're a staunch advocate for the police community? What is it like to rub shoulders with a cop-hating zealot like Harlem Councilwoman Kristen Richardson Jordan? What are your interactions like with this terrible, terrible councilwoman?
Mike, the awful truth is that she hasn't even shown up to City Hall since she's been elected to office. She's been doing everything remote. She hasn't even bothered coming to City Hall to show up one day for work. And yet she's probably getting more headlines than any council member, Democrat or Republican, that actually did show up. But we've always had people like this. And it's frustrating and sad to see people who are just so scurrilous in their attacks on the men and women of law enforcement who call them racist, who call them a gang themselves. It's unfortunate, but it's part of the course. On the flip side, as I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of Democrats that I just disagree with where they're genuinely decent people. And it's more about building coalitions with those people and finding common ground and hitting back on the nutsos.
New York City Council Minority Leader Joe Borelli, you're surrounded by nutsos there, but Godspeed. Keep fighting the good fight. We need your voice now more than ever.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you joining us. More coming up, including a nutso plan, it seems to me, to reimagine Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Disney is now worried because there's a little person actor who doesn't like the Seven Dwarves being portrayed in a brand new gazillion-dollar Disney remake. I got to try to get a solution or some clarity from you on this. I think we need a little bit of levity during these tough times. Stick around. More
Be
coming
sure
up.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com. Never dreamed of.
Portions. This is Reggie from Chicago. I've worked security at especially a lot of high-end stores. You're ordered not to stop a shoplifter or anything like that. The stores are afraid of lawsuits. You report it to the manager only.
You report it to the manager. Okay, well, anybody could report it. I don't mean to disparage your honorable way to make a living. What are you doing there, then? I get it, but why... why would you be there to report it to the guys walking out of the store in broad daylight? The customers can, anybody can report it. They're not hiding. They're shoplifting. They're looting right in front of everybody. I listen, I need a break. And I got to change gears. We got to take a break from all this horrible stuff. How about Disney having to rethink and probably spend a lot of money reworking Snow White? Wait till you hear why.
Dig, 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 dig with a shovel or a pick.
In a mine, in a mine, in a mine,
where a million diamonds shine. We dig, 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 dig.
Enjoy this while you can. It might be canceled.
Dig, 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 dig up everything inside.
I thought this was hi-ho. This doesn't sound like hi-ho. Is that coming? Okay, here it comes. We got to get to the chorus. Why didn't you give me hi-ho? What the heck is this? We dig, dig, dig. These, of course, are the seven dwarfs doing their daily tasks, going off to work. Maybe it's coming up here. This is in trouble. I'm telling you right now, you can't do this, apparently. Where's hi-ho? They don't sing hi-ho in the song? Hi-ho? It's got to be coming.
Hi-ho.
Here we go. Here's where it should have started. Okay.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
Hi-ho.
It's on to work we go.
Hi-ho.
All right. So Disney had plans to do a big, beautiful, reimagined, live-action Snow White. However, that's not going over so well with an actor named Peter Dinklage. You've probably seen him in Game of Thrones. He's a brilliant actor. Love the guy. He went on a podcast this week and slammed the new movie, calling the use of dwarves in Snow White and the Seven Dwarves effing backwards. He said, now, first of all, Disney has no problem with being woke. They cast a Latina as Snow White, which is okay, great. Rachel Zegler, she was a big star of West Side Story, and she's going to play Snow White. So Snow White ain't white anymore. Okay, no problem with that. I love this. I mean, I don't mind that at all. You might, but I don't. However, how do you change dwarves if they're dwarves? Peter Dinklage said, literally no offense to anyone. And by the way, when somebody says no offense, get ready because a whole bunch of people are about to be offended. That's right up there with the checks in the mail. I was a little taken aback, he said, when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White, but you're still telling the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Take a step back and look what you're doing there, Mr. Dinklage said. It makes no sense. You're progressive in one way, but then you're still making that effing backward story about seven dwarves living in a cave together? What the F are you doing? Have I done nothing to advance my cause? The cause for my soapbox, rather? I guess I'm not loud enough. If you tell the story of Snow White with the most effed up, cool, or progressive spin on it, let's do it all in. Okay, I'm lost here, and I'm going to need some... And I'm sensitive completely to knowing that there's a little person, many little people probably, listening to this show. I don't want to offend you. I don't want to offend Peter Dinklage. He suffers, incidentally, from, or I shouldn't say suffer, he has, you're not supposed to say suffer if somebody has a handicap or an impediment or, I don't know, maybe a little person blind, or do you say you suffer from blindness? All of this is so difficult to, these are difficult waters to wade through. He has achondroplasia, which is a type of dwarfism that results in him standing 4 feet, 5 inches tall. Gal Gadot and Andrew Burnap are going to join Zegler in the musical movie. The movie will feature original music by the Greatest Showman pair, Benji Pasek and Justin Paul. Well, I don't know what you're supposed to do if you've got a story. I guess you're supposed to erase it, right? Cancel the dwarves portion of the show, of the movie, of the story, the classic 1937 animated classic, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Now listen to this. Disney is reworking the whole movie because of him. Disney said the filmmakers are now going to work with culture consultants. Really, I'm in the wrong line of work. I got to be a culture consultant. I know culture. I go to movies. I'm watching Ozark right now. I watched Yellowstone, the whole thing, when I was in COVID quarantine over Christmas. I'm a culture expert. I want to be a culture consultant. Wonder what kind of money a culture consultant makes. So the culture consultants are working with Disney. I guarantee you, getting paid buco dinero. Mucho dinero. Buco bucks. A Disney spokesman told the New York Post, to avoid reinforcing stereotypes, and reinforcing stereotypes from the movie, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters and have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community. We look forward to sharing more as the film heads into production after a lengthy development period, which just got lengthened because Peter Dinklage doesn't like the fact that they're going to have dwarves play the seven dwarves. Now, aren't there seven little people who would love to be a part of this big smash hit, I'm sure, live-action film from Disney? There are little people actors. You see them on screen all the time. Peter Dinklage is one of them. I mean, the guy, I'm sure, has a very, very healthy bank account. He's a great actor, and he happens to have dwarfism. What in the heck? What's Disney supposed to do? I think he means not include the seven dwarfs at all. How is that progressivism? 1-800-655-MIKE. 800-655-6453. You got to tell me. I'm lost in this one. I asked Mark Davis this morning in Dallas. He was very nervous about it. I mean, again, I started to say, well, he suffers from you. No, doesn't suffer. And that's true. I mean, you're just a different body. You know, I guess you're not supposed to say you suffer from obesity. I have. I guess I didn't suffer from it. I was wheezy. I was out of breath. I was fat. Not so fat anymore. Kind of proud that I dropped the weight already. 18 pounds. I cheated today, got on the scales. PhD weight loss and nutrition. It is working for me. I've lost 18 pounds since January 3rd. This thing is incredible. PhD weight loss and nutrition. Dr. Ashley Lucas came up. I got to talk to her. I'm going to interview her, I think, next week. I want to get her on the show and tell you all about PhD weight loss and nutrition. Rachel's my coach. I had a meeting with her yesterday. I talk to her every week. She helps me with restaurants. I mean, 80% of the food comes from PhD weight loss and nutrition. And if you know the Mediterranean diet, it's a little bit of a modified Mediterranean diet, I guess you'd call it. It's low carbs. I'm never hungry. That's the part I love the most. When I did other plans in the past, counting my points, I was kind of hungry all the time. I'm never hungry. I had oatmeal for breakfast with some heavy cream. I had a cheeseburger last night, no bun. They've got resources to help me break my bad habits. It's all about making my body become a fat-burning machine. I'm burning fat. I'm feeling great. And yes, I have lost 18 pounds since I began the program January 3rd. Go to myphdweightloss.com. No intense workouts, no severe calorie restriction, no pills, no injections. It's 100% nutrition. Dr. Ashley Lucas is a dietitian. Here's their direct number if you want to call them. 864-252-4925. 864-252-4925. Or go to myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com. 800-655-MIKE. Frank's in Sarasota, Florida. How you doing, Frank? Frank, you there? Oh, can't barely hear you there. Sorry. Jack's in Nevada. Let's try Jack. Jack, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. And you?
I'm just good. I'm just mystified. What's Disney supposed to do with a movie about Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs?
Well, I grew up in Michigan. I had a really good buddy, you know, our own little group. We weren't jocks. We weren't the most popular, right, you know, people in school. But a buddy of mine was a dwarf. And there is an organization out there, and I'd sure like to see what Disney has to say about it. But there's an organization called the Little People of America. And whatever research they do, I think they ought to at least get some input from those people.
Well, what do you think, though, is somebody, and I'm not at all into disparaging people because of their physicality. I'm not making fun here. What should Disney do with it? I mean, Peter Dinklage seems to suggest it's effed up, as he put it, and it's backwards to tell the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. I wonder what the plan B would be.
I agree with that. I don't know. In all this,
wokeness?
Politically correct. And me, I wonder about being socially correct. And everyone has to be inclusive. And I think this is the most inclusive country in the world.
Well, and I would think it's arguably Disney is one of the most inclusive companies. Frankly, look at my love affair that I have with theater, with professional theater. I mean, they're battling each other about their lack of inclusiveness. There's not a more inclusive community in the world than the Broadway community. It's unreal. I mean, it's like people are taking the mood of the country and running with this. But if it seems insane, I think it's all right to say you sound insane. What are you supposed to do? And honestly, I mean, somebody was telling me about the Hobbit movies, and I remember they would have, you know, people of normal height or regular height, again, normal, you offend somebody there, but, you know, of medium height, I guess, and they would miniaturize them, graphically or with CGI or whatever. Is that bad? Is that offensive? Is that backwards, Peter Dinklage? This is kind of bizarre. 800-655-MIKE. Bruce is in Tampa. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Snow White and the Seven Giants? What should they do?
Well, it's funny you should say giant. Didn't Peter Dinklage just take a huge paycheck from Marvel and Disney for playing a 20-foot dwarf?
I didn't see the movie, but I think Peter Dick, but what's it called? X-Men? Oh, the Avengers.
No, the Avengers movies. They're a race of weapons creators.
Yes.
For the Asgardians, and they're a race of dwarves that are 20 feet tall, but they are dwarves. Dwarfism full blown. But they're just 20 feet tall.
Well, why is that okay? Why is that not backwards? Why is that all right to play a 20-foot dwarf? Well, was he playing a 20-foot dwarf, or is he a dwarf playing a 20-foot actor?
He was playing a dwarf from a race of dwarves from an advanced society that builds weapons for the gods.
You're making that up. You're pulling my leg.
No.
You promise?
I am not.
Oh, gosh.
That's the truth.
Oof. Okay, well, Peter Dinklage, wonder why that was all right. You're playing a 20-foot dwarf. Why are people on the left so mad at everything all the time? I don't get it. I don't know. 800-655-MIKE, relieffactor.com studios. More coming up.
Use Smile Amazon and support the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation. Support the Blue. Gallagher.
8 minutes before the hour, portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Peter Dinklage is upset that Disney is making Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. He has played angry characters before. Remember Elf?
Before I come over there and smack it off. You feeling strong, my friend? Call me Elf one more time.
He's an angry elf.
Look at you! Ow! Hey, look at that! I wasn't ready for that.
And there goes Peter Dinklage beating the crap out of Will Ferrell for calling him an angry elf. I mean, listen, he's certainly not an elf, but he's an angry guy. You know, I hate to put everything in a political perspective here, but isn't it true? And I assume Peter Dinklage is no conservative. He's woke. He wants to cancel Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Why do they always want to cancel everything? You know, They want to cancel everything. What do conservatives believe in? We are for things. Biden's always saying, "What are Republicans for? Not for anything." Yes, we're for everything. We're for people. We're for people's right to make decisions about their health. We're for movies. We're for different views on the airwaves. We're not for people being canceled or movies being canceled or things being canceled. We're for things. And your side, Biden, is against everything. You're against Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. Oh, I mean, Disney obviously taking it seriously because they're redoing the whole movie, I guess. Do you portray them as children? Should child actors play the Seven Dwarves? You're going to get little Billy or Susie, who's about 9? The Seven Dwarves in Snow White aren't children. Grumpy isn't a kid. I mean, in fact, that would be a great, if they're casting people, maybe Peter Dinklage can play Grumpy. Because he'd fit right in. Oh, boy. Sam's in Atlanta. Sam, help me here.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm just struggling. What are they supposed to do, Snow White and the Seven Giants?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not Snow White and the Seven Little People. It's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. What are dwarfs? Dwarfs come from German folklore, and they've been around for thousands of years. They're not actual people. It has nothing to do with your genetic persuasion. You know, they're fictional characters. You know, they're short people.
And you know, it's one thing. I'm sorry our cell phone's breaking. We're having some phone problems today, and I apologize for that. Lots of internet problems in the studio, and our deepest apologies. But we got through it, and I just have to conclude by saying this. You know, it's one thing for Peter Dinklage to have an opinion. It's another thing for the entire Disney Corporation to rework the movie because one guy is angry about it. My gosh, if we had to cancel this show because one person was angry at me, well, sayonara, Gallagher. Thanks very much for joining us. We're going to try to get back on the saddle tomorrow and get some, make some sense out of this world. And I am grateful that you're right there to help us do it. Have a great Wednesday. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.